Joseph of Arimathea voted against the crucifixion of Jesus. His voice may have been the only voice that day saying, no, Jesus does not deserve to be crucified. I'm not going to consent to this decision. I'm not going to go with the majority. And his voice ultimately was drowned out. He did not win the vote of the majority, but his vote counted nonetheless. He didn't win the election that day, but I guarantee you, he won God's approval. He is called a good and a righteous man. Be careful who you vote for. Be careful who you throw your hat in with. Be careful the people that you put your name by in this life, because you may not win the day, you may not win the vote in the end, but you know this, that God takes careful notation of every decision we make, whether or not we win the outcome. This man was a good and a righteous man, but he didn't win the vote that day. Be careful who you throw your hat in with. This man didn't win the majority, but he certainly won God's approval. How many people in the Bible are called good and righteous? Joseph of Arimathea surely is. A member of the Sanhedrin, an unexpected man, a rich man, a well-respected man, and yet he put in his lot with a man condemned to die with thieves on a cross. And he received God's approval.